Welcome to a very special edition of the TFC Podcast Show. Wilco and How to Fight Loneliness. This past week, a good friend of mine by the name of Kenneth Brohl died suddenly. And so I'm going to spend the next few days saying goodbye. And so I decided to dedicate this podcast show to Ken and to remembering the good times that we had together. Ken was a musical influence in my life. He explored a lot of different genres, micro genres that I only had a fleeting interest in. And so through him, he brought a lot of new music to light for me. And for that experience alone, I am eternally grateful. But beyond the music, he was one of my dearest friends and someone that I will always cherish and I'll never forget. But rather than get all weepy-eyed and broken up about his loss, as I said earlier, I'd like to focus on the really keen, fun, and free-spirited days back when we were kids. So what you'll hear is a lot of 77 punk rock from the UK, post-punk, and even some American stuff as well. So we're going to start off this first set, and I don't know how I'm going to structure this. I'm just going to really let the emotions kind of dictate how everything is organized. But let's hear a few numbers, shall we? Let's hear a tune by Wire. We'll hear some adverts in the mix, and we'll also do a little Wipers.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the cries. An afterlife for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. He lies on his side as he tried to hide. In fact, it's the earth which is nonsense birth. He lies on his side as he tried to hide. In fact, it's the earth which is nonsense birth. Face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
I think it's time we talk this over. I just wanna love her like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend who stays to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm on the make, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone here in my heart and bed. The interest in the time I try, it's always that only happened to me instead. What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? Ah.
You might file that set under Morning Commute to Del Mar College, circa 1992. Ken and I were both students at the time, and, well, we listened to a lot of punk 77-styled action in those days, and so those were some of our favorites. Let's go through the set. We started the whole thing off with Wire and Outdoor Miner. Beautiful little number from the Chairs Missing LP. And so we followed that with Stiff Little Fingers and Nobody's Hero. And then the Adverts with Bored Teenagers, which was Ken's anthem at the time. He loved the Adverts. He was probably the biggest Adverts fan in the city, which I guess that's not saying a whole lot. You know, there's only 300,000 people in this town, 10 of which are probably Adverts fans, so there you go. And so we closed the first set with the Buzzcocks and What Do I Get? Okay, for the second set of the day, we're going to play less obvious favorites of his. Maybe bands that should have been a whole lot bigger, but weren't. We'll start off with Mega City 4, which was one of the bands that he really championed after his move to Austin in 1991. I think he found a record over at Sound Exchange or Waterloo or something, and he really fell in love with that band and played them quite often. And so we'll hear the tune Awkward Kid. We'll follow that with the Joyce McKinney Experience and their tune Armchair Critic. I don't know much about this band, but I do know that Ken was a big fan of their sound. I think he had both albums, and he was just really into what they were doing. Following JME, we'll hear a twofer from Chumbawamba. We'll start with the How to Get Your Band on Television, which is on the Pictures of Starving Children Sell Records LP. This was basically my introduction to Chumbawamba. I guess I want to say around 1988 or 89, whenever Ken got this record. Very, very unique, very political, very, very intriguing, to say the least. And then we'll hear The Diggers song, which appeared on their English Rebel Songs 10-inch. This was a collection of Rebel tunes from 1381 to 1914. And Ken was the only person in the world that I knew who had a stomach for punk rock a cappella. And yeah, I fell in love with this record, and it took me, I don't know, maybe 20 years to track it down via eBay and whatnot. It was re-released on CD, but I'm, you know, not into CD reissues all that much. And so we'll close the second set with one of his North American favorites, Moral Crux, from Washington State, and their tune Mindless Obedience. Now, this tune was a definite top five favorite, you know, circa 1993, after we had all relocated to Austin. And we were all there just kind of barely hanging on, but making it down to the Cavity or Emo's when it was free, and having a good time and not really worrying too much about the rest of it. You know, you can never be young again, but you can at least spin the records.
I hoped I'd grow up to be cool, just like the heroes in my school.
I'm show tonight. We've got lots of surprises in store for you at home. In keeping with the passion for charity, not change, here's our contribution. We've called it Slag Aid. For every pop star that we slag off today, £1 million will be given away. A fertile paradise where everyone sings Beatles songs and buys shares in EMI. Charity, starvation and rock and roll. Let it be, hey Pauline. Freddie Mercury, this is your life. Thank the Lord that you were born white, and thank apartheid for this wonderful opportunity to peddle your hypocrisy in Sun City. A bit of a hot potato at the moment, eh, right in South Africa. Well, I'm sure there's a video in there somewhere. David Bowie, the price is right. With a suit full of compassion and a gob full of shite. Still the voices of those who would doubt. Coca-Cola for the peasants to end this drought. David, the world can only say so much. And with you around, we're in for a really hard time. Money grows on trees, where cocaine habits are financed by hunger and disease. There's only one man in the rock and roll business, ladies and gentlemen, and it's Mick Jagger. For you today, so come up closer, step this way. Cliff, you're such an example of moral worth, such a purist saint come to bless our earth. And on behalf of our viewers watching on telly, and on behalf of the millions with empty bellies, we're donating something special that we're all going to like. Cliff Richard, we're gonna nail you up to a cross tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, just imagine it. Someone comes along, takes everything you own. Separate you from your family. And then you show your face if you say any difference. Well, that's what we've been doing to the third world for the last 100 years. That's you and me, you and the beautiful, me in the studio, the pop star, the animal. That's how we change the third world. Every day, today and every day. If you want to be God's promise with a problem, just find your answers. Let the bombs all into me, be yours. Be joyous, sleep, love the next of you all. Thank you.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name. Your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright your men in town, but the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. The devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all, gainst lawyers and gainst priests. Stand up now, stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests. Stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath, to grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth. Stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, stand up now. The club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, but they no vision saw, to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
You can't even trust yourself. Talk about all of your freedom, but your brain is in a cell. Modest obedience to you, rather than buy for a dollar. A morality to you, rather than buy for a cause of promotion. Modest obedience. Duplicity is your method. Lying cheats for the boss. Climbing the ladder of success, no matter how. Obedience, mind is obedience, mind is obedience, mind is obedience.
So Ken wasn't a musician, like most of the guys I know. He was more about the graphic design world than anything else. And yet he loved music. And so this last set will be kind of an odds and ends set comprised of many of his favorite tunes. I'm not even going to go through the list. You'll hear a couple of songs by the Wipers. He adored the Wipers. Loved Is This Real. Tracked down an original pressing and just really sang the praises of that record long before the Kurt Cobain connection. He also introduced me to bands like McLusky, the New Pornographers, and he had a special fondness for an Austin band by the name of Stretford. And so it was kind of tough tracking down MP3s of Stretford's material. I own a couple of LPs, but have no way to transfer them, so this is actually recorded several days after the funeral. You can probably tell that I'm, you know, better spirits, relatively speaking. At any rate, I had to reach out to Carl Normal, the vocalist for Stretford, and he sent me a couple of tunes to play for the show. So I've got Xerox Love, which is actually the album version of the tune. Ken actually owned the debut single that the band put out, featuring a really crude version of the tune, and there's just something so magical about that recording. Alas, I wasn't able to transfer it well enough so that it would have been podcast worthy, but maybe someday we'll get to that. So this is the third and final set of the show. It's been cathartic, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been really, really painful as well. I'll follow the third set with some final thoughts about my good friend Ken Brohl.
Nothing to me. this and I feel something. Anything, it could be better than nothing.
Social, so. true. It took a while to get to you. I didn't think that you would recognize me. We talk like things that never change.
So I guess it's time to conclude the show. I'd like to close with just a few final thoughts. You know, Ken loved music, but his life was so much more than just a collection of songs. We had a deep connection through humor. He was perversely humorous in a saintly way, if you know what I mean. A real gentleman. And someone who would definitely give you the shirt off of his back. You didn't have to ask. That was that was the flip side of Ken. Most of the time, he would just give it to you. You know, I don't understand why life can be so hard sometimes, but Ken's life has greatly impacted my life for the better, and I'm a much richer person for knowing him. And even though things are pretty dark right now, you know, you just have to remember the moments when things were brilliant and full of possibility. Ken, I know you're out there somewhere, and just know that even though you would have hated all of this fanfare and this close scrutiny of your days here on Earth, know that we do it because we're trying to understand the mystery of your sudden departure. Show's dedicated to a good friend. I hope he's at peace, because he certainly deserves it. Good night, Kimball.
Time. just